You're talking so sweet, well, you needn't. You say you won't cheat, well, you needn't. You're tapping your feet, well, you needn't. It's over now, it's over.
And good afternoon, Richmond. You are listening to The Defenders Live, and I am your host, Anna Edwards, and today is Monday. The Defenders Live program is brought to you as a production of the Defenders for Freedom, Justice, and Equality. And if you want to learn more, please visit us at www.defendersfje.org and defendersfje.blogspot.com. Defenders Live Radio is my blogspot for this show, so you can tune in there as well. defendersliveradio.blogspot.com. Send us an email if you want to tell us something at defendersfje@hotmail.com. And of course, if you just want to give us a flat old phone call, it's 804-644-5834. Well, welcome everybody, and happy Martin Luther King Day. I hope that wherever you are in your little world, that you are observing the memory and the history of the struggle as demonstrated by the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and everyone else that was involved in that struggle at that time around that dynamic. Ha! Today's show is going to be focused on a wrap-up of the 2012 Virginia People's Assembly. Jobs, Peace, Justice was the theme. It took place on Saturday, January 14, 2012. And today I'd like to welcome my co-host. We're going to sort of chat back and forth a little bit about the VPA. And this is a member of the Defenders and a longtime student of the struggle and activist, particularly around labor rights when we first met, Tiamba Wilkerson. So, Tiamba, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Richmond.
There you go. we have a program from the VPA, and just to give you a little bit of background, it was started 4 years ago as a response to what was clearly becoming an economic crisis upon which, as usual, the workers and the most impoverished in our communities were going to be bearing the brunt of any ideas for economic reform. And don't balance the budget on the backs of Virginia's workers was the slogan then. It remains the slogan now under the larger umbrella call for jobs, peace, and justice, because we have, as we have remarked repeatedly, there is no disconnect between our lack of jobs, our lack of peace, and our lack of justice in this world.
Right. Yeah.
So the VPA was established essentially to pull together a network of organizations and individuals working on a broad spectrum of issues from across the state of Virginia. And it was done deliberately to occur along with the opening of the Virginia General Assembly in order to demonstrate the difference in the priorities of the agendas from coming out of the General Assembly versus a People's Assembly. And in that first year, we actually developed a People's Agenda.
Yeah. I think it had how many points? I'm not.
My understanding is that it had 96.
96 points.
Yes.
Yeah, that's about right.
and it covered that, you know, the full spectrum of activities that people have been involved in, that certainly we have worked with. You know, everything that you could consider under the category of human rights, mm-hmm. The issue of social justice, addressing racial discrimination, mm-hmm. gender discrimination, certainly economic discrimination.
Yeah. War. Education.
Yeah. Health.
Yeah,
the whole nine yards. Yeah, and education, you know, there was a focus that went towards public education and also, of course, access to higher education as well. But, you know, in this period, one of the things I'm going to share real quick is that I was watching a little television this morning, and there is that show called NCIS.
Yes.
And I actually kind of liked that show, but now I may have to not watch it anymore, because it's the first time that I've seen a television program, a syndicated television program, actually go ahead and take a position on an issue. Really? And in this instance, in this period, when Iran is a nation that is so absolutely under attack by right. U.S. propaganda and an imperialist agenda that we mm-hmm. have talked about, mm-hmm. You know, that we know is so skewed because of the essential basis of controlling oil resources so that you geopolitically control the markets in the world, right?
Right. Right.
That here you've got a television program that is just lock, stock, and barrel, you know, promoting a story that said, you know, Iran is responsible for covert terrorist actions in the mm-hmm. United States. So
you see, I've seen that a lot lately. I actually, I'm a Leverage fan, uh-huh. Leverage on TNT, uh-huh. and they had an episode that fed into a lot of the propaganda about Venezuela and right. repression in Venezuela.
Right.
And it was hard to watch, you know. And
yeah.
I haven't stopped watching Leverage, but that was a show that,
well,
it's really like, I can't watch this. Cause you know, I'm screaming at the screen.
Exactly. And public, you know, popular television and popular programming, you know, it's kind of like reading literature and books and stuff. These are the popular culture mechanisms by which you can keep tabs on
exactly.
what is going out.
Exactly.
From the inside, we can say, aha, we recognize this propaganda. Mm-hmm. From the outside, it's often a little harder to do that.
Yeah.
And then that becomes problematic because our face to the world becomes one of supporting repressive
right.
repressive right. policy. So the VPA, you know, this year we had more than, I want to say more than 45 endorsing organizations. Okay. There were nearly, I think about 180 people who came and spent mm-hmm. the day from about 9 o'clock until about 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Yes. All day.
That's right. And, if you want to take a look at the program and just sort of let people know the basic structure of the day, so like what happened in the morning and the afternoon.
Okay, well, yeah. At 9:30, we had registration. Between 10 and 10:30, there was a first plenary session. Mm-hmm. 10:30 to noon, we broke out into focus groups. We had a labor focus group, anti-war, LGBTQ focus group. From 11:15 to noon, we had an Occupy Wall Street and prison issue focus group. Noon to 1, there was the Black Community Caucus, immigrants and supporter focus group. And then we broke for lunch from about noon to 1. And then from 1 to 3, we broke into workshops. And 1 to 2, there was one set of workshops. And then from 2 to 3, there was a second set. The 1 to 2, we had the right of oppressed people to self-determination, which I attended. The People's Movement Assemblies, accessibility issues, the prison, criminal justice prison reform. And then we had a workshop on war.
That's the occupation. That was all about Occupy.
That was about Occupy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The full title is Amid Lies for More War, Justice, People Need to Occupy and Disobey.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't go to that one. Sorry.
It's a little. Yeah. Yeah.
Sort of a part of a sentence.
Right.
Yeah. Right. From 2 to 3, there were immigration issues. And I attended that one. The War on Drugs is the New Jim Crow. Led by our brother Kwame Benta. Mm-hmm. Let's see, there were Virginia politics from a socialist perspective. Here's the war. The
That's
war
right.
against, what's driving the war, drive for war against Iran. And then there was a session on the people's budget.
And that was, I think that one and the immigration workshop and the prison reform issues in Virginia workshops. The three of those were the ones that had legislation,
yeah.
specific General Assembly legislation, mm-hmm. tied to those, and each one of those was presented, you know, had a sponsoring organization, and those are all listed on the website. If you look at the website, defendersfje.blogspot.com, there is a list of all the endorsing organizations, which can help give you an idea of who some of the presenting organizations were. It was a lot of good conversation and about, you know, again, what people are paying attention to across the state. Mm-hmm. You know, oftentimes when people are either new to the area, just moving in, or they're young and sort of new to paying attention to issues,
right,
some of the first responses are they see something, you know, bad going on, and they're mm-hmm. like, why isn't somebody doing something about this?
Right.
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 So, you know, and then they bring this sort of new passion to addressing an issue. And so a gathering like this is very helpful because it actually helps them plug into
right.
work that is actually going on.
Yeah.
You know, people right. used to ask me that about homelessness, and they say, nobody's doing anything. See, there's somebody on the street. You know, and I would say, actually, there's probably 150 to 200 organizations
right.
who are all trying to work on this issue. And that speaks volumes in both directions. One, the scope mm-hmm. of the problem, and two, you know, potentially the lack of coordination, or, you know, mm-hmm. you know, what are we not doing correctly? And,
yeah.
And maybe we're not tackling it at the right level. And I think with the occupation movement and the VPA, these are arenas in which you can hear where people are saying, there's something wrong with the system as a whole mm-hmm. if these problems continue to persist.
Right. Definitely.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So it was really quite a powerful day. You're never quite sure how these things are going to come off. But one of the results, I think, at the end of the day, there was a session where they were voting on action proposals. And most of them did focus on asking people to come out and support some of the good legislation, or come out, you
against
know, wholeheartedly
the bad.
Against
yeah,
yeah a
the
lot
bad
of
legislation,
a lot of bad legislation,
yes.
yeah, and in particular around immigration.
Yes,
I think they identified a block of 9 pieces of legislation
mm-hmm.
that, if they are passed, will result in Virginia being considered worse than Alabama or Arizona in terms
in Georgia.
Of
Georgia. Mm-hmm,
yeah,
yeah,
exactly. So the other slate of legislation was presented by, again, the prison reform
Our sister,
workshop.
Yeah, Lily Branch Kennedy mm-hmm. and her organization, RIHD, she set out 5 pieces of legislation. The Earn Second Chance, where prisoners could earn an early release.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was Ban the Box, where we would totally take off the have you been convicted of a felony box on job
right.
applications.
Right, because it automatically screens people out of work.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
There's a restoration of civil rights, which, again, you know, if you've been convicted of a felony, you lose your rights, you know, to vote. So,
mm-hmm.
like, hundreds of thousands of people being disenfranchised.
Right. And I think that one is calling for the immediate restoration
mm-hmm.
of civil rights upon completion of the term served.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then there's an opt-out of all bans on drug offenders. So people who have, people who have drug convictions would still be able to apply for social services.
Mm-hmm.
Social services, excuse me.
Right. TANF in particular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, protecting our children, which would keep youth offenders in the juvenile system.
Yes, as opposed to trying them
yeah.
as adults, which is, it's one of the things that's so remarkable about that process, that you actually would try children as adults. And there are circumstances, but
right.
you need to take them with a grain of salt. That's my cue. You are listening to The Defenders Live here on WRIR 97.3. FM. It's low power FM radio. It's Richmond's radio for the rest of us. And we are delighted to be talking to you each and every week here online at WRIR.org, as well as on your radio dial. And if you want to learn more about the Defenders, please visit our website at defendersfje.org. You are here today with me, your host, Anna Edwards, and today my co-host, Tiamba Wilkerson, who I will welcome again.
Hi.
Hi. It's nice to have someone to talk to, and I'm sure my listeners will agree that it's always good to be part of a conversation and not always a monologue, right?
Right. if I add anything to the conversation.
Oh, young woman. When we were sort of back to the VPA and talking about some of the things that that came out of the day, we were just talking about legislation immigration legislation that essentially needs to be countered.
Mm-hmm.
We have a slate of legislation from that focus on prison reform issues, mm-hmm. restoration of civil rights, and you have some pro and cons, things that need to be put down, and other legislation that needs to be pushed forward. There was also a resolution to support a statement of no war, no sanctions, and no internal interference in Iran. Again, talking about the buildup, using exactly the same mechanics, exactly the same rationales, and exactly the same sort of flashing of the way that the issue is being framed, the way that pseudo issues are being framed in terms of Iran and mm-hmm. U.S. relations, in terms of Iran's impact on the countries in surrounding them, in terms of the threat that Israel is claiming that Iran poses to them. Mm-hmm. And they all sort of distill it down into a nutshell, saying that they're planning, to develop a nuclear weapon and that they'll probably use it. Well, when you really, you don't even have to pay attention that hard to realize how tired so much of this language is. We're hearing
right.
the same language.
Over
you can pull
and
up
over.
The newspapers
exactly.
and the radio and the television programming. It's all available out there. It's all on the internet. There's mm-hmm. no reason you can't find it. You go to the library and they'll pull it up for you on the internet. But mm-hmm. if we were, 10 years ago looking at what was being used to build us up for the invasion into Iraq, it's the same kinds of threats
yeah.
and formations being mm-hmm. used to push us to the point at which, either Iran could feel like there was nothing else they could do but to respond, or they will continue to stand firm. I mean, I think that's one of the really interesting things. If people were really paying attention, they would recognize that Iran has not actually engaged in any overt actions.
No.
They have not attacked another country
in
a couple of hundred years.
Yeah, right.
And that by itself is not enough. And as I will tell people, we say what we say on this show. It's our perspective on things. But at the same time, we invite you and encourage you and, in fact, believe it's a responsibility to really look at what's going on and try to put it in a big picture perspective and understand how important it is not to simply get swept up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely use those alternative news media sources.
That's right. That's
like
right.
the Richmond Defender.
We are one. That's right. And, our ability to tap into the perspectives of a lot of different people, a lot of different countries or a lot of different political perspectives. Mm-hmm. We have an ability that is quite remarkable right now. And I think some people would say that that can make it just as challenging because you have to weed through.
Right.
So you honestly have to sort of figure out where you're starting from. What's the principle that you are looking to help you decide, who are the good guys, who are the bad guys, and where justice lies and how we do that and what we mean by a progressive and forward-looking society.
Right.
How do you fall down on one side or the other of that? I'm going to use that as the segue to mention that the lunchtime, there were two groups that talked during lunch. One was Black Community Caucus.
Oh, okay.
And,
okay.
And the other was the Immigrants and Supporters Focus Group. Excuse me.
So that they went on while we were having lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I unfortunately missed that. Unfortunately. Let's see. So
the Black Community Caucus was open to all Black folks at the conference, and that issue of the right of oppressed people to self-determination.
Can you talk mm-hmm. a little bit about that from the perspective of the defenders?
Well, the defenders is, I think, the self-determination has been like the strongest, and for me particularly in developing my politics, has been like the basis for my political development and understanding that, understanding privilege, understanding power relationships. And I think that discussion, particularly at this time, is an important one to have. You know, the movement will not succeed unless everyone is aware of how these power dynamics and has an understanding of how self-determination works.
Sorry.
And so I thought that discussion, I think, is like very important because it's the basis for all of our work.
It's the basis for the relationships between constituencies working together.
Right.
one of the things that came up was specifically in the right of oppressed peoples to self-determination is the dynamic between white activists and people of color activists,
mm-hmm.
and the recognition that the black activists had the right to call a caucus in order to discuss the issues that were a priority for that community in relation to all the other issues.
Right.
And I think it sort of distills down to that. It's like it's the right of the people to determine their relationship to other forces, and specifically to an oppressor force.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we are all working together, you know, as progressive activists to understand how we are challenging power, you know, in a sense, the Virginia People's Assembly as a collective is an oppressed force that is pushing against an oppressor force, right?
Mm-hmm.
But specifically, the historical development of the right of oppressed peoples to self-determination comes up out of the relationship of the oppressed black community in the United States and to the oppressor, you know, white supremacist philosophy
right.
of the United States. And so, you know, what was wonderful about a dynamic like the People's Assembly coming together, and to a certain extent, Occupy Richmond is grappling with these dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
The Occupy movement has been grappling.
In general, yes. Right.
Grappling with, which is the reason for the development of Occupy
the
Hood.
Mm-hmm.
And also the reason for the rising up of specific issues of concern coming up out of different cities. So in
mm-hmm.
Oakland, you know, they named their park after Oscar Grant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that was a police brutality issue.
Right.
In that dynamic of oppressor versus oppressed. And in Atlanta, they theirs was a tribute to Troy Davis,
mm-hmm.
and the issue of the death penalty and
right.
the subjectiveness of imprisonment and convictions of black people.
Right.
You know. Yeah, in that prison industrial complex system. So, you know, there were some really hard and honest conversations that took place, and there was a palpable cohesion, I think, about the fact that we do have all these different issues, but that we are committed to working together to have an impact on all of them.
Right.
Yeah. I think it was good. One of the things also that came out was there was an announcement about an upcoming anti-war conference. The United National Action Anti-War Coalition is calling a Say No to the NATO G8 Wars and Poverty Agenda. It's a conference to challenge the wars of the 1% against the 99% abroad and at home. It's March 23rd to the 25th in 2012. And that's taking place in Stamford, Connecticut. So again, that's a national conference. So the website for that is www.unacpeace.org. And for more, again, to see all of the endorsers and to be able to tap into the work of all those endorsing organizations at the VPA, you should visit defendersfje.blogspot.com. They are all listed there. And I don't think there are links, but almost all of these organizations have websites that you should be able to search for on the search engine of your choice. So it was the focus groups fed into the workshop topics, mm-hmm. And then people were rallied and went downtown to Monroe Park.
Yeah, we actually started at Monroe Park and then took a route through Broad Street down to the Capitol and then to Kanawha Plaza. Mm-hmm. And there were about 75 people on the rally on the march, mm-hmm. and. It was pretty good, you know. People, of course, you got a lot of honks, got a lot of support.
Right, right.
People are definitely interested, and they want to see these kinds of things going on. They want to see people, you know, moving for change.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty encouraging, yeah. You know.
And then when you all came back, there was the closing rally, and there were two speeches, I think, that were, there were some great representation on different issues. King Salim Kalfani from the state NAACP mm-hmm. was there. David Swanson and Ray McGovern came down from Charlottesville, and then Phil Willato of the Defenders gave a wrap-up. There was also Carolina Velez, who gave a statement on behalf of the immigrant rights work, and it was really a good day and a very solid participation, and we really look forward to what is going to come. And there will be many to come, many events related to this to come. But in particular, you know, pay attention to some of that legislation we talked about, and we will try to get you some solid information to follow up with.
Right.
So we're going to wrap it up. Tiamba, I want to thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. And I look forward to doing this again. And I want to thank my listeners for tuning in today. Remember to keep up the struggle. And remember that kindness does matter, and you can use it in the struggle, and you better do it, because I said so. And we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
You're talking so sweet, well, you needn't. You say you won't cheat, well, you needn't. You're tapping your feet, well, you needn't. It's over now, it's over now.